Welcome to your five for the day. Spain seems to be a country that is desirable for many things. If you enjoy sport, football in particular, then the names of Real Madrid and Barcelona will be instantly recognisable. If you love holidaying in the sun, then the Costa del Sol will be in your vocabulary. If you are interested in history, exploration and discovery, then the name Christopher Columbus will come to mind. Although he was actually born in Italy, in Genoa, this was under the auspices of Spain, and he was funded by Spain in his life of exploration beyond the Atlantic Ocean. Indeed, I was fascinated some while ago to find out that Columbus was responsible for changing Spain's motto. Originally, Spain's motto was Ne plus ultra, which means nothing beyond. Like so many Europeans of that era whose countries bordered the Atlantic, they thought their countries marked the boundary of civilization and human existence. Nobody could budge them from that thinking. However, after Columbus sailed to the other side of the Atlantic and found not only land, but also other human beings, Spain had to alter its motto. It now reads, plus ultra, meaning something beyond. Through his discovery, the word nothing needed to be replaced by the word something. Today, we just take this for granted. But back then, it was an amazing, life-changing discovery. It took a lot for people to acknowledge they were wrong before they could bring themselves to change their fundamental thinking on this matter. Although the last 50 years have seen some amazing advance in the moving of boundaries, in one respect, we seem to have gone backward. Whereas decades ago, so many believed in heaven and hell after this life is finished, talk to so many today, and they will tell you, we are only what we are in this life, and there is nothing beyond. Jesus told the story of a rich man who believed this. When he died, however, we are told in the Bible that in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. The very existence of this place that he had denied was in fact a sad and costly reality. In the same incident, a less well-off man died who obviously in time had established a relationship with God, and he was in heaven. Jesus emphasized the reality of these places and stressed that once in either of these destinations, there could be no movement between them. I say very kindly today, there is definitely something beyond. That being the case, we need, whilst in time, and with every opportunity afforded us, to be sure of a heavenly destination. No matter who we are, our race, colour, status, or upbringing, Jesus has died on the cross and taken our guilty place, so that through trusting him and accepting him as our Saviour, we can be assured of a place in heaven. I plead with you today not to leave this vital matter until it's too late. If you have a Bible, then take it and read it carefully, especially the New Testament books of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Listen to what Jesus has to say as he invites you to come to him and ask him for his forgiveness for your sin, and be sure that all is well with your soul.